All right, so let's talk about the play. What's an important theme addressed in the production?
I'd say an important theme, at the risk of it sounding too didactic or boring, is I think the way that men and women act based on how our society tells us to act. For example, women being, at above all costs, nice, and men thinking that they are the ones to do the pursuing of women in the heterosexual society culture. So that's one really interesting theme today. Another one that I like, which adds a lot of comic relief, is unlikely friendships. I think there's this character, Les Kinkat, who is a 60s sexploitation filmmaker who really makes films literally about women's breasts. And so it's funny because you have this sort of like feminist undertoned play, and then you have this character talking about tits that defy gravity and women's asses and stuff, and it's funny. And that's one great thing about Rebecca Gilman. She knows she'll put us all to sleep or make us want to kill ourselves if it's all serious and dark. And he's just, this character of Les Kinkat is hilarious. And you see this unlikely friendship form with my character, Teresa, just sort of has her mind made up about him and thinks he's an asshole and he's goes against everything she stands for. And then as the play progresses, amid all this talk about gigantic tits and boobs and sex and stuff, they sort of, I don't want to give too much away, but they sort of end up, they're kind of kindred spirits in a way. So it's like, things aren't black and white, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I love about it.
Is that what intrigued you about the play and made you, you know, want to produce it and star in it?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I'm producing it is because that's like the only way I would get to star in it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, what intrigued me about it, which made me want to produce and star in it, was just that on a personal level, I turned 30 and I looked at where I was or wasn't in my career and I thought, oh crap. And I also noticed that I was getting sort of bitter, maybe a little envious about what other people were doing. And I just didn't want to go down that road. So I was like, and I've done a lot of plays, like a lot of Shakespeare, and I love Shakespeare. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's hard work, you know, to sit through a Shakespeare play. And sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like the theater guys are going to hate me for saying this, but like sometimes the actors are enjoying themselves a little bit more than the audience in Shakespeare. Because, you know, you really have to like study Shakespeare, right? To love it and understand absolutely. It. And this was like so immediate. It's just like, you don't have to study. You can just, you know, step in, sit down, and you're transported to this like, absolutely, completely entertaining play. I think that's one thing that I love about it. It's just so entertaining. Like quick scene changes. It's very cinematic. Which I think was hard on the director because it's kind of a nightmare for an off Broadway show with like no budget to go from the office to the house, to the bar, to the restaurant. but with David Menard's set design with the, you know, revolving walls that we have and the actors being really involved in like helping with all the set changes, it works.
So speaking of your career, I mean, you've done some really interesting things. You've done a lot of theater. You're also highly trained in yoga, and you were a voice actor in a video game in Midnight Club 2. I mean, you've had a very interesting journey. So how do you feel like going into this play about where you're going?
You know, I feel better probably than I ever have. You know, I thought when I sort of realized where I was and the choices I had and what to do, it was kind of like, well, I've been sort of scared, to tell you the truth, to admit that I wanted to be an actor. Because, like, if I admitted and then I tried and then I failed, then what would that say about me? Yeah. And when I was like, wow, I'm 30, which means I'm going to be 40, like, very soon, and then I'm going to be 50, and I might die never having played this part or done this play. And I thought, you know, like, even if I do this, and I'm terrible, or I do it and I'm great, but I realize I don't want to act anymore. Like, it's kind of like a crossroads thing. Like, I'm going to do this, and it's going to catapult me further and make me realize I want to do this, that all the pain and suffering in acting is worth it. Or I'm going to get it out of my system, and I'm going to move on. I'll go to grad school. I'll study writing. I'll do something else. And I really feel like through this, I'm just like, yeah, no, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay, considering that, let's talk about your character in this production. What do you like or dislike about her?
Oh, God, I love her, and actually the character of Teresa Bedell was probably the thing that attracted me most to the play. I mean, I just read it and I was like, I've never read a woman written that way. She is razor sharp. She's so witty. She's so smart, so educated. And that's what really attracted me to it. At first, I was like, wow, just the opportunity to play such a strong character. And I felt like, you know, of course I have parts of myself that are strong, but parts that I wish were stronger. And I thought it'd be cool to play someone maybe stronger, maybe smarter, more educated than myself. Funny thing is having gotten into rehearsals and learned more about her and going deeper is that I'm finding parts of her that are more vulnerable than I, like things that just sort of went over my head. It's kind of heartbreaking in a way because she's this woman that I sort of look up to. And I found that in several parts of the play, this, you know, she's kind of living this nightmare. These horrible things are happening to her. And she's still kind of asking what she did wrong and blaming herself. And to me, that just, yeah, it just breaks my heart that even such a strong woman with her, all her shit together is still asking, like, oh, I must have done something. What did I do?
So I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say right after the production's over, somebody from the, you know, the crowd comes over to you and they say exactly what you would like them to say about the performance. What do you think they would say and why?
Oh, wow. Okay, so honestly, just so like on a thematic level about the play or on a personal level about my performance?
Both.
Okay. On thematic level, actually, a couple people have said this to me, like, wow, that really got me thinking. Have I been creepy to a woman? My friend Mike, who's already, like, really thoughtful, you know, told me he was asking himself all kinds of questions. And a girlfriend of mine, Kaylin, was like, God, all those times I've just been nice at the expense of myself. It really got me thinking. So that's been extremely satisfying. What hasn't happened on a personal level, which I would love to have happened, if someone came up to me and said, wow, you are really amazing, and this is so egotistical, I feel like I'm going to say this, but this is kind of what I'm going for in my journey, and I don't think I've hit it yet, but it gives me something to strive for. If somebody were to say, you've shown me what you did up there was so honest, you've kind of shown me a part of myself, or I relate to that, or, you know, if I could somehow show people the human experience, like, in all its truth and honesty, that's what I feel like acting is. Good acting, good writing, good music. It's about just sort of, like, revealing that essential human truth of ourselves, and then invariably other people are going to relate to it because it's true. Just showing, just getting up there and showing what it means to be human. To have that skill, it would be amazing.
Okay, who do you think would get the most out of Boy Gets Girl?
You know, I think everybody can get a lot out of this play because obviously there's, like, you know, all the thoughtful feminist themes. Then there's the hilarious comedy. And then, you know, if you like music, there's Sean Gunning, who's the co-producer and my partner, has written all this amazing, sexy, creepy, original music in the scene changes. The scenes move so quickly, you're never going to get bored. And this is ultimately the reason I think I chose the play. It's just, it's damn entertaining. Anybody is going to love it. I mean, I really truly believe that. It sounds like I'm selling it, but I really believe it's like one of the most entertaining plays I've ever read.